Hello guys, welcome back with me Umi Masfiro with NIM 6411421036. So guys, today I would like to tell you about stories Rumpelstiltskin and Cinderella. So, are you excited to listen to my stories? Okay, let's get started. Rumpelstiltskin. Once upon a time, there was a miller who had a very beautiful daughter. The miller was known to say excessive things until the news reached to the kingdom. When invited by the king to the palace, the miller said that he had a beautiful daughter and had a challenge to spin straw into gold. This impressed the king and invited both of them to come the next day. Arriving at the palace, the king immediately locked the girl to spin straw into gold in one night. This went on for 3 nights and made the girl feel so sad that she couldn't do anything. Fortunately, the girl was helped by a strange creature named Rumpelstiltskin. As a reward, the girl gave him her necklace and ring. However, on the third night, the girl could not give anything. Therefore, Rumpelstiltskin asked the girl to promise when she became a queen, she would give her baby to him. And then, when she became a queen, Rumpelstiltskin came to collect her promise and asked the girl to guess his name within 3 days. And in short, on the third day, the girl got the right name and suddenly Rumpelstiltskin just disappeared. And then, the queen, the king, and their baby lived happily ever after. Cinderella. Once upon a time, there was a kind girl named Cinderella. Cinderella lived with her stepmother and her two stepsisters, Anastasia and Drusilla. Cinderella's stepmother, Lady Charmaine, was cold, cruel, and jealous of Cinderella's charm and beauty. One day, a messenger arrived with a special invitation. There was going to be a royal ball at the palace. The king wanted his son to wed a bride. At that time, Cinderella was met by the prince in the palace and they danced together. Exactly at 12 o'clock midnight, Cinderella had to leave the palace because the fairy godmother said her magic would soon disappear. Cinderella left her glass slipper on stairs and was taken by the prince. And the next day, the royal guards came to various houses to look for the owner of the glass slipper. And you know, finally, with difficulty, Cinderella can prove that she's the owner of the shoe because she has the other shoe. Finally, Cinderella and the prince got married and lived happily ever after. The end, guys. So, thank you so much for listening my stories and hopefully you all can enjoy my stories and see you soon guys. Bye-bye.